Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting 26 Afghan troops killed in Taliban attack. Afghan officials confirmed Wednesday a Taliban attack has left at least 26 soldiers dead and 13 others wounded in the southern province of Kandahar. Defense Ministry spokesman Dawlat Waziri said the overnight attack also killed and wounded 80 Taliban assailants. Now, the Taliban says it captured the army base after killing 74 Afghan soldiers and capturing six others. Not possible to independently verify claims by either side. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from the entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside the mosque in protest. Metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process, Nikolay Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the holy esplanade.
American University professor emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister Tuesday said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman on Sunday by an Israeli guard who one lunged at him with a screwdriver. This is VOA News.